Damas y caballeros, welcome back to Freeform Radio on the Freeform Network. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook at Freeform Network, on Twitter at FFR Podcast. We want to hear them suggestions that you have. Send us a shout out at ffnquestions@gmail.com. But again, for Freeform Radio, I am one of your hosts. My name is Daniel, and right next to me today is...
It's Andy, never parks in people's driveway.
Damn right, man. You know better. It's them curb you enthusiasm socials that you're supposed to follow, and they're just
social rules. Yeah,
they're unsaid. But yes, we're back together here with some listening pleasure for them ears of yours. Today we're gonna talk about Andy receiving a check in the mail unexpectedly. Also a ramp up to WrestleMania and all the hype along with that. As for myself, noticed that there's a new tax on pop and sugary items. Junior finally gets his glasses and celebrating my dad's birthday. And for the articles this week, we're looking at the NES Classic and how it can make you some quick money. And a guy also gets some quick money, but the wrong way. He ends up stealing $5 million from his company. But to start it all off, Andy... Let's talk about your $5 million check that you got all of a sudden in the mail. Or how much was that, man?
Man, with Obama out of the White House, I was just like, man, the free cheese is going to stop coming in. No more checks just popping in, you know. Democrats were in power for a while. Checks would just show up. And you're like, man, I don't know what's going on, but all I know is the Democrats are in power. So then he's out. A check came in, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's part of this mega... lawsuit from my mortgage company, class action lawsuit, and I was just like, oh yeah, I remember signing up for it, and I'm trying to remember some of the details, but I'm pretty sure I've been part of two big class action lawsuits. One was for racism, and this one, if I remember correctly, they were cold calling, or they're calling mortgage people, people who have loans with them. And I think they were picking on minorities, if I remember correctly. Don't hold me to that. And they were like trying to, basically they were bugging people, and someone sued them, like, stop calling me. And they settled for like, I think it's $12 million. And then they're like, you're entitled to this. And I'm just like, sweet. I'm like, I signed. Usually when I get those things, I just sign up for it. Like, fuck it, it's free money.
How many have you had in your lifetime? You said two.
Fuck. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's like maybe four. Okay. I remember there was now that it's coming back to me, I was part of one of Toyota, one with Walmart, one with, I think Blockbuster had one when they were around with the online rentals. You remember that? The DVD mail order?
Yeah.
They got sued, and I think they're
set up. Great service, man. I miss it, man.
I think I got like free a month or two or something.
Yeah.
But going back to the Nation Star one, I was like, this Nation Star, it looked like a check. I'm like, sweet, what can it be? I'm like, oh, shit, maybe it's part of my escrow money that was left over or something, or I overpaid or some goofy thing. You know how piece of shit mortgage companies are.
Yeah.
My opinion. But so I got it, and I opened it up. It's like $37. I'm like, what the hell is this? And I open it up. Oh, this is your settlement check. I'm just like, settlement for all them people cold calling me all the time. All I get is $37. At least give me one mortgage payment. That would have been nice.
Yeah, all right.
That's what I was hoping for. And that was it. And I'm just like, oh, man. It's like, fuck, shit. I haven't cashed it yet. Like, hell no, I'm going to get a lawyer and really get some cheese.
Yeah, because as soon as you cash it, I think there's a clause that you can no longer sue them pertaining to that particular class action.
I'm
gonna
sign the check and write on there, no settlement, not acceptable, but still cash it. Do you think legally I might have, I found a loophole or something?
No, I don't think so, man.
Not acceptable form of settlement, and still cash it.
I've been involved in, I think, like one or two. I don't quite recall what it was. One of them was for a supplement that I was actually taking.
Or juice.
Yeah, it was like, you know, get beef or something. I forgot what it was when I was in high
get
school.
Beef.
You know, gain some, what was that Cartman one?
So massive or something. He's just fat because he kept taking
I forgot what supplement he was taking.
Yeah.
So I ended up taking one because, you know, the advertisement is like, man, get beef, get buff. You know, take this.
It's all in your face, extreme weight gain or something.
Yeah. So I ended up buying like one or two packs, and then it got too expensive, and I'm like, ah, screw this thing. But in buying those two packs, they sent me something similar. They're like, yeah, false advertising, blah, 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 class action lawsuit. And I signed up, and I ended up getting a check for like $2 back.
$2?
It was something like that.
The other one was Toyota's. That one, I remember distinctly. I bought my last truck at a Toyota dealership, and I qualified through their financing through their Toyota loan bank or whatever the hell it was. And just when I sent them the last payment, I got a letter that someone sued them because they were giving minorities higher interest rate.
Damn, man. So
I'm just like, oh, okay.
It's racism at its worst.
I thought my rate was pretty sweet, but I'm like, well, I just paid it off. So your form of settlement was one car payment at up to like a $500 amount, or one check of like $250. I'm like, damn, racism isn't paying off, man. Like, I'm like, they made a shitload of money off higher interest, and you're just getting back like one car payment, like, or $250. And that was that one. I got that, and I think the other one was Walmart got sued for something, and they sent you an email, like, and then you got to print out like a $12 e-gift card or something. Remember that? And I'm just like, I really didn't. I think they were being sued for like they screwed over somebody or like a settlement, like some customer service thing. So someone was like, "Here's $12. Go buy stuff at our shitty stores or something."
Oh, so it was a gift card.
Yeah, it was like Walmart. A literally gift card to Walmart.
He's like, "We apologize for the bad service, but here's another Walmart gift card." So you
can
come
even
shop
though
with
our associate fucked up, here's a $12 to spend at a store. I'm like, it's not even a Blu-ray, man, or something nice. It's just like maybe some loaf of bread, or I don't know. And I remember I got it, and I'm just like, I forgot what the hell I even bought with that thing. I think I bought groceries or something.
Yeah, how often do you go to Walmart? I know you're not a big fan of it.
When they first came out, I was a big fan of Walmart. They were cheap. It was affordable, and they had quality products, I say. But then over time, it just got, they got too big, too fast. The stores were a mess. They never had anything that you wanted, and all they had was their generic brand. And which some of it was good, some of it wasn't. I hated fighting people for stuff. Not fighting, but literally, you would see like one last item, or you walk in there. I was like, man, what are we in, communist Russian or days or something? Like the shelves are barren. I like just some beat up loaf of bread, and I'm just like, what the hell's going on? And I'm like, I'm just going to Jewel. And I started going back to our local local Jewel, and I go once in a while. I'm like, well, let me go check it out. And I go back. I'm like, man, now I know why I don't come back here. Because it's not good. And then you read all this stuff about how Walmart food is bad for you. And I'm like, eh. Like, I'm not caring about that. I just care more about pricing and options. Like, they have, like, the basics. But when you want a little bit more variety, they don't have that.
No, yeah, for sure, man. I think if you want something like that, you have to go to a store that specializes in that. This Walmarts are just going to give you some of the more generic mainstream stuff, but nothing in particular. Their Latino aisle will probably just have like tortillas and some salsa.
Yeah, the blancas tortillas.
Yeah, yeah.
I showed that to my girl. She was like, what the hell is this? I'm like, you never seen these? These are like, you get three dozens for like 40 cents.
Those are awesome, man.
You ever, dude, I had one in my refrigerator for like 2 years. This thing's never got moldy or anything. It's just processed to the bone, man. Who knows what chemicals are in
there. Dude, there was like a straight year that I was hooked on them, man. I was buying them for everything, man. The only thing is that they suck on la parrilla. Like you throw them on a grill and they like kind of break through.
Chemicals, man. The chemicals are breaking down.
They start breaking.
Yeah, they can't handle that.
The tortilla starts breaking apart.
Yeah, it's just, those tortillas and a jam, they'll do. They're an acceptable substitute, but yeah, I remember I had them in a fridge. I had them there for like a year, and they never once got moldy or anything, and I could throw them on there. And I think it was over a year, and I remember I threw them in there, and I'm like, man, I can't believe I'm still eating this shit. and then it was just like, man, I think after that, I got spooked, and I just threw them out.
Did they taste good, man? How the taco
I had to put them a little extra toast, you know, just to be on the safe side.
Just to be safe. Yeah, man, good. That's a good rule of thumb, man.
There should be a lawsuit on that. See what the hell is they put, what chemicals they put in there.
That's a lot of stuff, man. They put so much shit in it that they last you know, extra long time, more than they really should.
Yeah, real quick, I remember I went to Food for Less, and this lady, I was buying this, their generic, they have their brand, and then they have a generic brand underneath that. And I was in line, I think it was like 40 cents cheaper, and she's like, hey man, like, that cheese don't melt. Like, what do you mean it don't melt? Like, it don't melt. Like, I put that thing on fire, it just like bubbled up, it didn't melt. Like, it says on the package, like, are you serious? And she's like, yeah, look, I told you, and it says right there, it's okay if this cheese doesn't melt. It's normal. I'm like, no, it's not fucking normal. And I just left it in the candy area. And I'm just like, yeah. She's like, it's, yeah, who knows what they put in it. But I put it in the microwave and all that stuff. That thing don't melt.
Damn, man. Yeah, some of that generic cheese, man. That's probably like one of the only things that I don't like buying generic. I buy Kraft's or some of the deli meat or whatnot. But yeah, usually I don't buy whatever generic brand that they have, no matter right. what the price. What's another thing? I don't like really like hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs has to be
either Oscar has to Mayer. Be Oscar Mayer or it has to be ballpark.
I don't care what anybody says.
I don't like that barbecue one. The barbecue.
The ballpark. Yeah, that bar ass foods.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
In your opinion, yeah. Those I can eat those, but they have to be on the grill. I can't like boil them or anything like
that. I don't really care for them. I used to give them to my dog whenever they would be on sale, but
you mean she wouldn't eat them? Like, what garbage you trying to feed me, master?
Yep. But nah, it's either Oscar Mayer or the ballparks, man. Otherwise,
the
I'm not
Angus, man.
Well, just
you rich like that? You got like 1%?
No, man. Usually it's Oscar Mayer. I'm just saying ballpark just to throw out like a name brand that people might know.
I guess Scott Peterson, Chicago, born and raised. It's just expensive.
But no, it's expensive, those ballparks. But every now and then, though, whenever the like Memorial or 4th of July, they'll be on sale for $1. So then I'll buy like 4 or 5 of them.
You just buy like a whole case and then throw freeze them.
Yeah, for sure, man.
My dad did that with the bratwurst. The Clements up in Wisconsin, Milwaukee. He used to buy that. It was dirt cheap up there. He used to bring me cases. I'd just freeze them. And I just like, called them tripas. Oh, man, these are good tripas. I'm just like, yeah, they're all right. They're like spicier up there.
That's their name brand up
there?
That's
the name brand. It's locally made in Milwaukee. It's Clement. You see them down here at like some of the local places. But yeah, it's like big time in Milwaukee.
Oh, cool, man. So what's the big plans with the check, man, that you got?
I don't know, man. I'm thinking about maybe using that check to get a lawyer, to get a bit, get part of that $12.1 million settlement.
Oh, yeah, man.
Maybe if I could get like $2 million and keep $1 million, I should be good. And then buy like a new house or something. But I don't know. I got to have my lawyers look into this.
Oh, okay.
At $37, whatever it is, that's not going to do it. I got expensive taste. I got an expensive lifestyle.
I thought maybe you would just cash in and take your girl out to eat or something, you know.
It's boring, man. I need to go somewhere fancy. I got to make that $37 turn into like $1 million. So any suggestions, man. Send me some questions or anything, some suggestions to our FFN questions and see if I got some tips or a lawyer out there can help me out with pro bono. You know, you get the notoriety and we'll plug you on our Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, cool, man. Just real quick, talking about eating, I went to try that Yorkies that you...
Oh, shit, you went?
Yeah.
Do you have a coupon?
Nah, we're going to go to Jules first to get that coupon like you suggested.
Yeah, it's $3.
But since my wife is on a vegetarian thing right now, right. You know, I'm like, she's not going to get a gyro anyways, or a gyro, however you pronounce it. So I'm like, I'm just going to probably just buy one. I don't need that buy one, get one free coupon that you usually get at Jules. So, yeah, I just went, man. And actually, it was pretty good, man. I mean, for
it's
a gyro,
classy, huh?
It was good, man.
Place.
No, actually, the place was really nice,
yeah,
too,
is
man.
Classy.
It was really nice. It was fixed up really nice. It wasn't just like a hole in the wall, you know, eatery, you know, kind of like.
So you would take a date there other than your wife?
Yeah, for sure, man. It is nice. It was a nice place. Nice seating, booths, and the drinks. They had tons of people working there. I don't know how busy it gets, but, man, they had like 4 cash register chicks there, and then they had like all these cookers. You could see all these people, like all this rustle and bustle.
All these Mexicans.
And I'm assuming Mexicans. I didn't really look to see who the workers were.
Puerto Ricans or something?
Probably too. But yeah, man, the gyro was actually pretty good, man. So for you people in the western suburbs, is that Elmhurst or is that Bensonville?
Yeah, it's Elmhurst.
Elmhurst, yeah.
Right there. Before Mariano's.
Right there on York, right off of 290.
Before Daddy's.
And man, it was good, man. That Yorkies, that gyro was pretty good.
You get the plate or just the gyro?
Nah, just the gyro, man. That's a lot of meat, man. I didn't even finish it, to be honest.
You didn't get the meal?
No.
Drinking water?
I did get the meal. I didn't get the plate.
Okay, yeah, so I'm asking.
Because with the plate, man, you get like 3 gyros out of that thing.
I don't know if it's 3. It's big. Yeah. It's big. It takes me a while to kill it, but yeah, it's a big one. The regular gyro is not too bad. It's just, for me, to make it, like, to get a really good value, if you're a penny pinching, you need that coupon. But otherwise, yeah, it's a nice spot. It's not bad. They got big TVs. I've gone there and watched games there. My girl, because she's like, I want a gyro, and we go and just, like, actually watch football or something.
Yeah, we sat right by a TV, so I was watching some college basketball. And then,
And it's classy. They fixed it up. I know they fixed it up a couple years ago. And I remember the old one. I never really remember being to the old one, but I remember the new one when they remodeled it. We went, and I started going there when my cousin from Minnesota came down because she wanted gyros somewhere else besides her old school standard. Squash. Yeah. So I took her there, and she, like, fell in love with the place. So we started going back.
Yeah, it was pretty good. My wife ended up getting, like, a Greek salad or something, and then I got Junior the kid's hot dog meal. And for all three of those things, man, plus drinks for everybody, it was like $20-25. So it wasn't too bad. I was expecting it to be more because you go to some of these gyro places, and the gyro alone is like $10 at some spots. So
wait, Junior had a hot dog? He didn't care? He's off of his hot dog only specific brand phase?
No, yeah, he's kind of expanded his palate, but he did take a bite and he didn't care for it too much. So
that's why you just told me, like, I had to think about it. Wait, he'd eat a hot dog besides Oscar Mayer right now?
He's real particular about the hot dogs he eats. He's another one where it's just Oscar Mayer's, otherwise he ain't eating it.
Was he like, I saw Theo Zephyrin's video on how they made it, I don't want this one?
Nah, he hasn't seen that video. If he sees that video, forget it. He wouldn't even eat hot dogs ever again. But yeah, he's real particular, so it's hard to even go to a hot dog joint and get him to eat a hot dog. But
Vienna
beef?
I can't imagine him eating a Vienna beef. I didn't like him when I was a kid.
Oh, man, the Vienna beefs are awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't like the ends of it, so Alana cuts the ends off. And then
snap, yeah.
She threw them onto my plate, and then he took, like, a small bite, and he didn't care for it. But I ate the ends, and I was just like, damn, man, this hot dog's good, man.
I was waiting for you to say, he cuts off the ends, but he leaves the sport pepper on there. I'd be like, damn.
But nah, good recommendation, Andy, man. Ended up working out good, man.
Yeah, they got all sorts of stuff there. But if you want a good gyro, the old standby, they're getting up there in age, and I'm not saying they're not the best, but they ain't what they used to be. So we had to change it up, and this place is not that bad.
Yeah, I was getting kind of tired of squabs myself. So for all you people out there, man, you know a good gyro spot, send them in, man. Western Suburbs, ffnquestions@gmail.com. I appreciate it, man. I'm always looking out for a good new gyro spot to hit up.
With a coupon, if possible.
Oh, yeah, tell me where to get the coupon, too, so I can get that buy one, get one free deal. But for you, Andy, man, any deals for the wrestling WWE package? Are you still signed up and subscribed now that WrestleMania's gearing up?
Yeah, it's WrestleMania season. So as of this recording, it's going to be Royal Rumble today. And last night I was just like, oh, man. So I watched some, like, wrestling stuff to catch up. I've been kind of off lately, so I've been watching it. I watched some YouTube videos and stuff. And some of the podcasts are like, this is going to be the best Royal Rumble in a while because you're going to have all these stars. And I'm just like, I don't know about all that. So I caught up with everything. Everybody's saying, like, maybe Roman Reigns or something like that, or Kevin Owens. And Goldberg's going to be in it with his bleeding head.
Yeah,
did you see that? Yeah. He banged his head on a locker or something.
And I don't know if it was a concussion or he's just slow.
He
messed up his intro like 3 times.
He's done that stuff. He was notorious in WCW. Remember when he tried to punch a limo window? He, like, hit it with the bat and then he couldn't break it. Then he started punching it. He, like, broke his hand literally.
Yeah.
Then he broke it. You remember that?
Nah.
Because they arrested him or something for a rape. You remember that of Ms. Elizabeth?
No.
You don't remember that?
Nah.
And then they're like, yeah, we found the investigation. You're not. And then he went looking for, like, Macho or Hogan, and he was, like, punching, like, a limo window, and he broke his hand. He's notorious for doing that shit.
Yeah, no, I heard a little bit about the promo, and I found an audio clip of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just him stumbling. He was just like, yeah, you know, wrestling goes through. Wait a minute, guys. You guys are making me mess up. Let's start over
I'm
again.
I'm bleeding. Oh, yeah. No, man. Brock Lesnar.
And I was just like, what the hell is going on, man? Yeah, I'm like, does he know it's live TV?
Yeah, they were saying like maybe like a concussion, but everything checked out. It is notorious. It's like it's a Botchamania second, so don't worry, man. You'll see that in a Botchamania for all you wrestling fans out there. Like the Sid Justice one. You ever seen that one?
No.
I think he's cutting a promo on one of the In Your Houses, and he's like, yeah, JR, oh, man, oh, can we redo this? And Jay goes, you're on live TV, brother? And he's just like, oh, man. And then they just, like, cut away. Holy it's just shit. Like it's messed up. But, yeah, we love our wrestling, especially when they messed up. But, yeah, it's WrestleMania season, and I'm trying to get excited. I will probably watch WrestleMania. It kicks off with the Royal Rumble, and one of the big things about it is their surprise entrance, and you know, everybody was like, is Kenny Omega gonna be there?
Doink the Clown.
Doink or something. And Kurt Angle saying he's Tatanka. Not gonna do it.
Tatanka, yeah. Coming again.
You never know, man. You know, Big Show, or they're saying like Shaq possibly or something. You know, so there's all these rumors like always. So I was trying to get excited, and I'm like, man, I'm just not feeling it. So I popped in an old Royal Rumble, the one where Ric Flair won in 92, where he won the championship. And I was watching it, and yesterday I just watched the Royal Rumble. And, like, that Royal Rumble had a lot of champions and future Hall of Famers. So, because so many people consider that the greatest Royal Rumble ever, because Flair was number 3 at the time, and he made it through the whole thing. And then, you know, you had, like, Undertaker, Hulk Hogan, Sid, Rowdy Piper. Who else they have? They have, you know, the usual Tugboat and Earthquake and the Repo Man. But then you had some, like, a lot of world champions in there. And I don't know. I saw it, and, like, it was good. Yeah, Flair did it. They made a big deal about Flair, but it was all right. Did it hold up against time? Yeah, it was kind of cool, but also it had a lot of, like, stars. I remember watching that. When I first watched it, we rented it at Action Video, and I watched it. I'm like, oh, man, this shit's fucking amazing, you know, as you're a kid. But now, I don't know, it's a little bit more slow-paced, but, you know, Macho Man, Jake the Snake was in there. And I can see, I haven't felt like that in a long time for a Royal Rumble. So, I don't know, but it usually kicks off WrestleMania season, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens tonight.
No, for sure, man. I myself, you know, kind of mentioned throughout this podcast and a couple other episodes, Junior's getting back into wrestling, so it's making me get back into it, and it is a little exciting. I listen to a couple podcasts that just keep me in tune to what's going on, just so that I somewhat know what the build-ups to some of these pay-per-views are, and yeah, man. No, they're
called special events then.
You know, oh, yeah, special events, not pay-per-view anymore. Well, I think that I heard they might be coming back to pay-per-view.
I heard WrestleMania might be on pay-per-view, but yeah. Everything else is strictly on the network.
The network, for sure. Yeah, but no, man, it's sounding exciting. I read a little snippet from Triple H, something to the fact of nobody in the dirt sheets or out there in like Wrestling Observer and stuff like that have guessed or predicted what's going to happen in the Royal Rumble yet. So Triple H said that, yeah, nobody's been able to figure out what storyline and what twists and turns we have in store for the fans.
Real quick, did you see that someone tweeted, I think it was Forbes, the top 10 paid wrestlers?
No.
Wrestlers, all right. And performers, I think, is what they used. And number one is Cena. Number two was, I think, Undertaker. And
damn,
three,
Brock's not there?
Third was Triple H.
Damn.
As a performer, not as like a business president or
CEO.
Oh,
you know he's got to get paid.
He made like something like over $3 million. Cena's
now, this
like
is an all-time, or is this just like
this past year?
Oh, past
like
year.
Seth Rollins,
oh, wow,
was in there. I think Roman Reigns. Randy Orton was in the top 10. That kind of explains why they're pushing him. Now, they weren't saying if it's part of their salary or it's their part of their merchandise sales, but that's how much they generated last year. I was kind of shocked to see Triple H up there, being that he's like part-time in it.
Yeah. Unless they're considering his executive salary as part of his
performer. They were kept saying performer, so like an actual wrestler. They specifically said down there, this is not his administrative or executive job. This is just as a performer.
Damn, man.
He's still getting paid on that. He needs to wrestle part time, you know.
Oh man. Well, it's exciting, man. I can't wait to hear some results. Maybe we'll give some reactions to the Royal Rumble.
Well, Lesnar was like up there too. Lesnar was second. He was making like $7 million.
Yeah, I would think he'd be up there in the top because with the limited appearances that he does, I know he gets paid pretty well.
Dan, is someone who wanted to book FFR Radio, man, what's their booking fee?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think if you give us like a couple packs of Slim Jims and some like some pop, I think we'll be okay and we'll come out there.
Nah, man, we need like high-end craft beer.
Damn, more? Shit, man.
We got to carry all this shit out there. We don't have interns.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first we'll get interns and then we'll get Slim Jims.
And a beer, right? No, fuck it. We got to ask in our contract. We got to have a keg of beer.
Damn, a keg. I was going to go for like a sixer. I think that'll hold us off.
Because we got we're going to peek behind the curtain, people. Before we get here, we party hard. We drink a lot. Then we record. And afterwards, there's a party after the show because we worked so hard for this past hour just BSing with our listeners.
It's definitely tough work. And interns would definitely help out a lot and all that logistics.
So you want to book us, send us an email. We'll gladly come out there. You just got to we'll send you our standard binding contract. Please read it. There's a specific color M&M that Danny wants out there too. You make sure that you guys read those contracts.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, man. And Andy, man, you might need some of that money because something that I was reading a couple days ago was this soda tax has just taken effect starting January 1st.
Soda tax.
Yeah, from what I'm deciphering, it looks like it's a 1.5 cent tax per ounce.
Damn Democrats.
And drinks and candies. I don't know how much candy is so much, but it's more for like pop. So like right now, this pop that you got in front of you, because Andy's always drinking pop. What is that? A 32 ounce? So
it's a 16.
16?
Oh, no, 20. We're blind too.
Damn. All right. Yeah, it was damn a little Democrats. Far from me. I can't see it too well.
Damn, so, Obama.
20 ounce. So right there, man, 20 ounces, you got to pay a dollar or a 1.5 cents extra for every ounce on that pop. How does it affect you? Because I know you drink pop. I myself abstain from pop, and I don't really drink too much. But how's that affecting you?
I drink a shitload of, not just pop, man, Diet Coke. And my girl, she doesn't hesitate to tell me, because I'd like drinking the 2-liter bottles. I don't like the can shit. Just tastes weird. So she doesn't hesitate to tell me when they have them, the 2 liters, like 99 cents of Diet Coke. She's like, just buy a pallet. I'm like, I can't just walk out of there with a pallet. She's like, you buy like pop like 3 times a week, twice a week, when they're 4 for $5, or you run to a store and get 3 or something. Like, just buy a pallet. Keep a pallet and keep it in your basement or in your garage. And I'm just thinking like, well, this makes total sense, but the embarrassment alone, then I don't know if I could explain, why do you have a pallet of pop in the fucking basement?
I've never understood it. I've been your friend for many years, and how you buy 1 or 2 2-liters now at a time.
At this tax rate, I don't know. Maybe I would have listened to her last year. I would have been saving myself some money.
Yeah, for sure.
Because now this shit's more expensive. So maybe she was right all along, but don't tell her that.
Yeah, so this pop right here, 20 ounces, comes out to about 30 cents more in taxes that you're paying on top of all the county taxes and all the regular stuff.
So the stores are paying that, not me. I have my own thing.
Well, yeah, right now the distributors are passing it on to the
people, the stores that are buying.
The stores, the retail companies. But I imagine they're going to pass it on to the customer or kind of squeak it in there little by little and start coming out.
I think Cook County or Illinois have their own sugar tax. I don't know if that's a state tax or...
I believe it's an Illinois state tax.
So it is an Illinois tax. Yeah,
it's an Illinois tax.
So then Cook County got its own tax on sugar stuff. I believe it's like a penny per transaction or something.
Yeah, so they're really trying to, you know, get people to quit all these sugary drinks, quit all these sugar snacks and stuff like that.
I'm going to start a march, man, to fight this shit because this is fucking unconstitutional.
You're pro-sugar, man?
I'm pro-sugar, man. Sugar has built this country, man. So yeah, we don't need all this BS.
Nah, man. To me, all them processed sugars, I try to stay away from it, especially being diabetic myself. I try to stay away from it. Well, even Diet Coke.
They shouldn't have a tax. It's Diet Coke.
It doesn't matter, I think.
Yeah, right, man. It has I think the article you showed me did say something about artificial sweeteners or something. So it might be excluded. So that's why my Diet Coke is cheaper than regular Coke.
Yeah, maybe. I don't quite recall what's included and what it's not. But I figured anything.
Because tea, coffee is excluded. Because that's how when they buy it in bulk. So, and I remember seeing something about artificial sweeteners.
Oh, here you go. Root beer, Canada Dry, Coke, Pepsi products, including Diet, Coke Zero, and et cetera.
This not have sugar, man.
Dr. System. Pepper, Frescas, Mountain Dews.
What about Tab?
7-Up, Sprite, Sierra Mist, Sunkist, energy drinks are taxed. So, 5-Hour Energy, Amps, Monsters.
That's sugar-free, too. It says on the damn bottle.
Red Bull. I think it's just any kind of drink. They should really call it just a drink tax because it's any kind of drink.
Tax.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. Get ready to pay it, man.
Comes a new revolution, man.
Yeah, man. It's just as bad as the tea tax, man. They're coming to get us, Andy,
man.
This is
how America started because people, they were paying too much tax on tea.
Yeah, yeah. But
I saw someone post a meme real quick. I didn't think they understood what the revolution was built on. They had something about taxes and blaming Trump about some shit. So I don't know. He confused me on that post. I didn't have the heart to troll him, but I gotta find it. Maybe you'll see it on Twitter. Someone could explain it to me.
But yeah, Andy, I figured that was gonna affect you most of all. And with you being such a man of keeping tight that wallet and squeezing that eagle until it starts crying, I figured that was gonna be hurting you most.
Nah, man, it's cool, man. I only smoke when other people give me a cigarette.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
I'm gonna see if I can get someone to buy me a pop.
So oh, yeah, yeah.
So I got ways of getting around this loophole, this tax loophole. You know?
So you're just gonna wait for somebody to be like, "Hey, do you drink pop?" And be like, "No, but do you got some?"
Yeah, exactly. That's my game plan here because we're just being taxed to death. I don't even. Maybe when I was 10 years ago, I would have gotten pissed, but now I'm just, yeah, of course. And we get taxed on everything, so I don't know what else to do with. Maybe Trump will do something. I don't know.
Yeah, man. It's unfortunate, man. It seems like a little 1.5 cents, but it starts adding up for sure, man. Something else that I was up to this weekend is that I finally went to pick up Junior's glasses. I had mentioned before we went to the doctor's. Got his prescription, got it in order. Well, we finally got it. Junior's tested him out, and he's digging it, man. The only problem is that he doesn't wear it in front of us too much. I don't know if he's, embarrassed of that he's got four eyes now.
You judge him hard, man.
Yeah, because I started calling him four eyes.
Started calling him maybe that's why he's not wearing them.
I started calling him nerd. And
it's like, yeah, nerd, out of my way. Get me a beard, nerd.
But no, all kidding aside, for some reason, man, he's like, I don't know, like he's intimidated or he doesn't like it.
It's new for him, so.
No, yeah, so it's a learning curve. But so all you parents out there, how do you get around this thing?
You get him like those Gucci frames or something, man.
I mean, they were expensive frames. I forget the name brand now, but they were like.
Are they like indestructible or something?
No. They're metal frames, but they did tell us, yeah, you got to be careful if you sit on these things or whatnot. You know, you're going to break them. So, yeah, it's his first pair. He's been supposedly wearing them to school, but I don't know. Since he doesn't like wearing them in front of us, he says that he puts them on during class. But I was telling Alana, we got to kind of, you know, hold him more to it now and have him wear his glasses as he's going into class just to make sure that he's got them on.
So real quick, does Junior sit like all the way in the back?
Yeah. His desk is actually one of the desks towards the back.
Is that what he chose or the teacher put him back there?
No, the teacher has a rotating seating chart. Oh, so throughout the year, he changes seats.
And how did you guys came to the conclusion, he needed glasses? Did the teacher say maybe he needs glasses or something?
No, it was 3-4 years ago. He fell off of the bed and cracked his head pretty good. and the cut was right by his eye. Uh-huh. It didn't hit his eye or his eye socket or anything like that, but the cut was pretty close to his eye. So after everything was said and done and he healed, it was always something that we worried about. He's like, man, can he see? Did he get damage into his eye? So ever since that, we've been taking him to eye exams, and I don't know, I don't believe that it contributed to him in needing glasses, but it made us find out that he needed glasses probably a lot sooner than most parents would.
Now, let's say if he falls off the bed, will that correct it now? You think you want to try that?
There you go, man. If he got amnesia by falling on something, let's throw him down something.
I never noticed he had like a scarring thing on his eye. Like, is it not visible?
Well, because it kind of follows the contour of his eye. So it kind of just looks like one of the Mexican chicks with long the makeup
the
shit.
The makeup. He's a cholo or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like one of those cholo chicks that cuts the little dash.
Now I'm be like staring at his eye like, turn away, mijo. Let me see something. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. He hides it pretty well because it like follows, like the edge of his eye. So it just like
obviously
extends.
He's not big then.
No, it's not huge. I mean, it's
you
probably like a
it
quarter
guys,
of an inch.
Yeah. You know about it, but if you really look at it, you have to really probably find it, right?
Yeah. You have to really look at them to really see it. But if you just glance at them, you probably won't even notice.
I never noticed that about him until you told me. You might have told me. I don't remember that. I remember you telling me he needed glasses, but I forgot you'd take them regularly for that. Now I know why.
And then I go get my eyes exam too, being diabetic. You got to get your plaque counts, or I forget what they call it, where they check the back of your eye and make sure that some shit's not getting jacked up. So I go regularly. So I just take him with me and get him his eye exam all at the same time. Make
Two
sure
for the price
cool.
of one?
Nah, I wish, man. Not with this Obama stuff, man. But now Trump's in there, he's going to fix it, man.
Repeal and repair or whatever?
Yeah. Well, we'll see, man. But yeah, got his glasses, everything going well with that. The only other thing that was up, man, my dad's birthday just passed, so we had a little get-together for him, a little ham at the crib, man, got the family together.
I never thought your dad of a ham guy.
Yeah, I think it was more like, we got a free ham for Christmas, so let's cook that for a birthday. But yeah, my dad's more of a steak guy. At first, when we were kind of planning all this thing out, he was like, yeah, maybe I'll get some arracheras and cook them outside kind of thing.
And the weather changed quickly, so.
Yeah, for sure, man, because when we were talking about it, it was when we were having those days that were like 50s, 60s. Right. So he's just like, oh, man, this would be beautiful if it's like this. But it ended up being the day of his party. It was a little on the colder side. It was like 30s. So I don't think it would have been up for grilling outside.
So what do you guys eat? Like, so ham, did your mom make frijoles or rice or mashed potatoes?
Yeah, she made mashed potatoes with it, and then she made some Puerto Rican rice, and then some pinto beans, some refried pinto beans, and then with some salad, she made like two different salads.
Is there any leftover, man?
Yeah, actually, we brought, because it was a 30-pound ham, dude. This sucker was huge,
holy
man.
Shit. I'm going to go out there in a little bit, and I'm going to see what
hit. Yeah, man.
Don Balta. Oh, tienen jamón.
Damn, dude. I brought over like a bucket full of ham, man, because there was so much left over.
I know you love your ham. I remember seeing you eating ham for lunch for like a month.
Yeah, no, it'd probably be the same here, man, because I ate some for breakfast with some eggs, and I got a little birthday party today after the podcast. But probably dinner is going to be something with ham, so we'll see. But nah, man, it was a good get-together, man. My brothers got together, Efren, Saul.
Real quick, your dad ate it with tortillas.
I don't know, man. I didn't really watch him.
I was hoping you'd say, like, hell yeah, he ate it like with tortillas.
Most likely he would, man. He eats tortillas with just about anything. And I'll be eating a pork chop or something and be like, ¿quiere una tortilla, mijo? And I'll be like, no, dad, it's a pork chop. What do I need a tortilla for? And he's just like, no, con una tortilla.
He looked at you like you're the crazy one.
Yeah, like I'm the crazy one.
Man, you eat tortillas with everything.
But damn, like, I don't need a tortilla with a pork chop. But yeah.
It does sound good right about now.
But yeah, I'm assuming he did have a tortilla with it just because he does love his tortillas.
Is he picky? Does he have to be in the microwave or in the comal?
Oh, no, it's got to be in the comal. That microwave shit's for savages.
It's for lazy people.
That's for single guys or lazy people. But as long as there's a woman in the house, there better be some tortillas on the comal.
Okay, just double checking.
You know, it's just like that tweet from a friend of mine. He's just like, I don't care if you're marching in these protests, as long as you march your ass back to the kitchen and get my tortillas ready. But But that was one of my friends tweeting, not mine. So
yeah, don't hate us, hate that guy.
Yeah.
We'll release his name if it gets crazy.
But yeah, man. Jumping into these articles this week, Andy. First one here, we got NES Classic Edition, man. Now, I don't know how hyped you were for this thing. Are you excited, man, when you heard about this thing?
I was hyped to get them and resell them because right away, instantly, they're like, there's going to be a shortage. We didn't make enough. And people were like hogging them up and reselling them. So I couldn't get my hands on any of them.
Now, the system, ever since they announced it, it's like a miniature NES. And it's got the features of the NES. The original one, except in a real smaller size. You don't use cartridges. Everything's digital inside. But it's got a retro controller and all them good stuff. So it looks just like you remember it when it was NES. Comes with 30 preloaded games. You know, I got to be honest. I was kind of excited about it. But then I'm like, you know what? I got a lot of these myself through the SNES, through the digital store. And I caught a couple of old, obscure ones through some ROMs that I have. So, you know, I was just like, I'm not really excited for it. Maybe I'll pick one up if it gets down to like $50 or something like that. I'll pick one up just for the nostalgia because I heard that the emulation of the games look really crisp and really brand new. And
well, they
really
designed it in mind with the HDTVs and all that.
Exactly.
So they kept in mind. I know there's like, I read so many, there's two versions. You have like the stretched out one for like HD.
Yeah,
like
it's got a couple different ones I heard. Yeah,
ratio and,
where you get the bars on the side and this and that. But yeah, it comes with 30 preloaded games, man. I was excited, but it sounds like these people out there in eBay land were even more excited. There's a guy that sold one for $5,000, man.
I'm talking about. Yeah, that's why when I remember when they first came out and they were selling like gangbusters on eBay, I'm like, I got to get my hand at least on two or three, make some quick money. I couldn't find them, man.
And what's crazy, dude, is this thing is retailing for $60 at the store. And this guy sell it for $5,000, man.
It's a shitty thing to do, I'm not going to lie. But that's what the market is asking for. I mean, who's the sucker? The guy is not the guy posting. It's the guy paying for it. So if he decides that he wants it that bad and he don't want to go look around or call people, he's getting it for 5Gs. And I mean, I saw them go up to like $500-$600, $300. I mean, they were just selling like crazy that first week. It was like nuts.
Well, a couple of the hot games here, and let's see, is this worth $5,000? You got Ghosts and Goblins,
maybe
Gradius.
I don't remember that one.
Galaga.
Yeah.
Super Contra.
Hell yeah.
The original Mario Bros.
Maybe.
Castlevania 2: Simon's Quest.
Oh hell yeah.
Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, hell yeah.
Bubble.
It's all right.
Double Dragon 2, The Revenge.
Oh, fuck yeah. I need Billy and Bart, whatever the hell their name was.
Where they punched the girlfriend in the stomach and they carry her
exactly.
off.
Exactly. That's awesome.
Kid Icarus.
And that was all right.
Ice Climber.
I don't remember that one.
Exactbike.
Oh, that's awesome.
Zelda 2, The Adventures of Link.
Yeah, I'm not a big Zelda fan.
Donkey Kong Jr.
Maybe.
Balloon Flight.
Yes.
Punch Out featuring Mr. Dream. They couldn't get Mike Tyson.
Man, I need Mike Tyson. I don't need that knockoff.
This is
man.
The knockoff.
Nah, man. I don't need that shit.
Dr. Mario.
Nah, that was boring.
Super Mario Brothers 2.
Okay, yeah.
Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or is it Gaiden?
I heard Gaiden. I grew up, we in the hood, we call it Gaiden, man.
Gaiden, yeah. Castlevania.
Hell yeah.
Kirby's Adventure.
Wait, Kirby was on the Nintendo? That was on Super Nintendo.
I guess he hit the Nintendo.
At towards the end? Yeah, maybe, I guess.
Metroid.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy.
Nah.
Pac-Man.
Which one?
The original.
Yeah, I guess.
Mega Man 2.
Okay, yeah.
The original Donkey Kong.
Nah.
Legend of Zelda.
Nah.
Mario Brothers 3.
Hell yeah.
And Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of good ones in there, I gotta admit. But I got a lot of them in ROMs. And like I said, maybe once it drops down in price, I'll probably pick one up just so I can show it to Junior and be like, yeah, man, this is what I used to wake up Saturday mornings early so I could go play some before Saturday morning cartoons came on. So if Saturday morning cartoons started at 8 o'clock in the morning, I would be waking up at 6 just to get some gaming in.
Well, you see now that they're a little bit more readily available. Now they're hacked. And people are putting, I guess they're putting RAMs into them.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
They're expanding.
Yeah, there's people that jailbroke. Yeah. Yeah, the system. So now they're loading even more than 30.
Yeah, I saw a guy on Facebook, a high school buddy, a guy I went to high school with. He's selling the hacked ones on eBay for, I think, like $250.
Okay.
And he has three of them. And people are like, yeah, I think he broke them himself and he's trying to sell them. And I don't know. I'm like, I kind of pissed off. I'm sure that was me trying to sell them for $200.
Yeah, I know. With your new little adventure into rebuilding these old systems. And that could have been you, man, hacking these consoles and then reselling them again on eBay.
Well, a lot of it, I feel like with these things, yes, it pushes the retro gaming stuff. But I feel like this makes the old Nintendos more valuable because people are going to want the original shit because they want to play it on the original. Like, yes, this is cool. It's more of a nostalgia thing. But they're like, oh, man, I want my own Nintendo. And I feel like that's going to drive up the prices of old consoles.
Now, do you, Andy, do you have any of your old systems? Or what systems do you have right now?
For a while, I had them all. Yeah, I got my Game Boys. And I still got my PS3. And that's it. I really don't keep them. For a while, I did keep them. I had my Super Nintendo, my N64. But... For me as a kid, I love the handheld shit. That's why I haven't given up my Game Boy, because I remember my mom bought it for me, and I really loved handheld stuff when I was growing up. That's why I like the Game Boy Tigers, colors, man. The Tigers. I got some of that shit. Yeah. I like that stuff better. The Nintendo, I never had a Nintendo. I begged them, they never bought it. They bought me the Game Boy, and then I had to go to friends' houses to play. But I bought me myself the Super Nintendo. I never had a PlayStation 1. But then that's when I kind of stopped gaming. I had an N64, and then you got me back into it with the PlayStation 2 and Grand Theft Auto. I'm like, man, I got to get this shit.
Yeah, this thing.
And it plays DVDs. Sweet. Like, yeah, I need it.
What was the system you used to go to Bird's house to play?
That was Nintendo.
Was it Nintendo?
Yeah, he had Nintendo. And I'll never forget it, dude.
With Bayou Billy.
We used to call him Hindu Billy. We were dumb kids. And he actually had, he was like the first guy to rent out video games. He let you rent games. And he had an Atari.
Yeah,
I had an old Atari. And
he had a system for renting out games. Yeah, that's
like,
funny. Man,
this guy was ahead of his time, man. And then, so we would go there, we would play. And then I remember one day he's like, oh, man, my Nintendo crapped out. And I'm like, I was in shock. What are we going to do? Who the fuck got another Nintendo? He's like, oh, it's cool, bro. My mom's going to buy me one after work. Whoa. She's just going to buy you one, another one? You have one right here. Yeah, well, what's the problem? Like, man, y'all fucking rich or something? Like, I can't even get my parents to buy me one and shit. You're going to get two in 1 year? Like, man, these people are fucking rich, man.
And was Bird well off, or he was like,
he was a single mom. I don't know where the hell. I mean, and this is like right in its peak, you know? Like,
yeah.
It wasn't like towards the end where they were coming up with like big bundles and real dirt cheap. Like he had, I remember to this day, it still shocked me. Like, yeah, my mom's going to buy it after work. We're going to go. She should be home in like an hour.
Did she get the robot attachment that Rob?
He got the regular one. And then I remember I came the next day and he had all these controllers and he had the adapter for four and all this shit. And I'm just like, they're back playing and shit.
Damn.
Like, this is crazy. Because I remember he had one and then we had one at... Little Kemp, he had one too. And we used to play a lot of Double Dribble there. And that one got a little crazy sometimes too. That people start fighting. Could be like Double Dribble. And then people start fighting. Because you could like, I remember that one, you could push people or some shit.
Yeah.
And
no,
then
and
there was
that.
Like almost like, it looked like a simulated fight or something. And
I remember you could travel and yeah, there was some penalties you can get. But
yeah. And then that got it to a lot of fisticuffs. And then. That's what this big thing. Then when the Super Nintendos came out, there was a lot of Street Fighter shit. And that shit got too, when they get the hyper mode or whatever, that shit got crazy too. There's a lot of fights for that shit too.
Oh yeah, man. Oh man, I loved my old Nintendo. It was like one of the first consoles my dad bought for us. He didn't get us the Atari. And I think the very first one was Nintendo, and then after that he got us a Sega Master System, not the Genesis, but the
original
Master,
Sega,
the Master System. And then after that he kind of stopped buying us systems, so we would always have to. He'd buy us game cartridges every now and then, but any other one above that, like the Super Nintendo, the Nintendo 64, the GameCube, we would have to sell our previous gen version to then get the newer one.
You should tell that your dad, like, mira pa, they sold the Nintendo for $5,000. Usted la cree, be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Who's spending $5,000 for their kids?
And for some of them, man, my dad, he would buy the old system off of us. So, like, when we sold our Super Nintendo, we're like, yeah, Funko Land will give us, you know, like,
Funko Land.
will give us like 15 bucks.
The OG
bucks for
GameStop. Yeah. They ripped you off.
They're like, yeah, they'll give us like 15 bucks or whatever it was. I don't remember. And my dad be like, what? Si yo pagué, ta, ta, ta. And they'd be like, well, dad, that's how much they're going to give us. And that's the only place that we know that'll buy it off of us. No. Sell it to me for that price. I'll give it to you for cash. And then I'll keep it. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do with our old Super Nintendo? Don't worry about it. And then he would give us the money. We would go buy our new system with it. And then he would send that old one to Mexico. And I remember when we would go to Mexico on a visit for whatever to go see my family, we would see our old Super Nintendo there and our old Nintendo and whatnot, because my dad would start buying these old systems off of us. And there for them, you know, it would be like the latest tech, you know, it was just like, oh my God, we're playing Super Nintendo kind of shit. And for us, you know, the newer system was already out, but for them, it was like the latest shit and it was badass.
Let me ask you a real personal question then. Did you start hating on them because they had your old Nintendo?
Nah, not so much, because, you know,
it's just, man, what's it doing down here?
No. Well, at least I don't recall having those feelings. To me, it was always like, you know, I got the higher tech and I was always just like amazed.
You were one of those guys.
I was amazed how they feel they were like on the cutting edge, you know. But to me, I was just like, you know, this is an older system.
You walked up like, man, this ain't shit. Man, you should see the shit I got right now.
Well, I mean, I wasn't hating or nothing like that, but it just, it was always a curiosity of mine on how, if you don't know about it, you know, if you've never eaten a Dorito before, you don't know about it, so you don't hate it, you know? You just have your old regular potato chips, but as soon as you have a Dorito, you're like, oh, fuck, man. I'm like, damn, this thing comes
boring
with nacho cheese. I'm like, oh, shit, man, this is the bomb. So it's kind of like that, you know? Like, you don't know it, so to them, it was just like the bomb, the regular Nintendo.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm getting more back to, like, and a person like you or Ephraim be like, they're seeing and enjoying it, and you're just like, man, that shit's, that used to be ours, man. What the hell? Fuck these guys.
Nah, I guess it was that my dad was fortunate enough to get us the newer one, so I could see it if my dad gave him our old one and we didn't have anything after that, then maybe I'd be hating. But, you know, we always felt blessed that my dad was able to get us the next system that came out or help us get the next system by buying our old one, so it was always cool.
Now, who said your dad was rough on you guys, man? I never
Shit. I mean, I'm not bringing up all the ass whoopings I got, but.
Yeah, I remember I begged my dad for Nintendo, and he fought me tooth and nail. And then what they did splurge was they bought me a damn Atari, like the 7800. That was their 8-bit version. And I remember, like, oh, man, but that shit tanked completely, man.
Yeah. I did have one, an Atari, but it was well after its craze, and it was during the Nintendo age. And we probably found one like at a garage sale for a couple of bucks. So we ended up buying one.
So, yeah, I saved up my money for the Super Nintendo. And I told that story where Dave just went and bought it. He got his first full-time job and he got the Super Nintendo. He's going to buy it. He's like, hell yeah, man, it's my money. Yeah, we had to sneak it into the house.
Yeah, that was just a little side note. But it sounds like this guy, man, he might have to be hiding in something. Because he's going to be spending some time in prison. This guy steals just under $5 million from his employer and that's spends $1 million of it on the Game of War on his phone.
Is that the Schwarzenegger game?
Yeah, I think it's right, that Schwarzenegger with...
people are fighting each other?
With that other chick, the Sports Illustrated chick. What's her name?
No, that's the clan one.
Oh, yeah, that's the clan game. Yeah, that's right.
The war one is where Schwarzenegger, I see in the commercial, they're on elevators and they're all following each other and drops are bombing on.
I usually don't get into those games because it's just like this article says, you know, you can really get addicted to it to the point where you're going to start shelling out money to just play it because it gives you a limited amount of resources and you're so addicted to playing it that you start shelling off for these packs to get more ammo, to get more time, to get more refreshing or whatever the hook and the...
Like a special gun to blow up this thing.
Instead yeah.
Or wait time or people give you the shit.
So it looks like this guy, he's a California man, don't got his name, but stole $4.8 million from his employer over the span of 7 years. RS Technica is the name of the company. And he was in charge of their accounting department.
Oh, damn accountants.
Yeah, so in the accounting department, he ended up stealing and using like fake accounts and credit card transactions, authorizing things that weren't unauthorized by the company. And now after pleading guilty, it looks like he owes the company $4,542,236.08 in restitutions, and he could be facing several decades in prison. So I don't know how old this guy is, but it looks like he's gonna be in there for a while.
I mean, how can you just steal money like that and not put it somewhere, not spend $1 million on a stupid game?
Yeah,
it just makes no sense.
Yeah, it says approximately $1 million were spent on the game of war, and this company VentureBeat estimates that players spend roughly about $550 a year average on this game.
That's crazy, man. I played a lot of those when I first got my first smartphone. I downloaded a lot of those games where they let you, it's free to play, and then you're like, damn it. And they're like, oh, you need to upgrade your gun or something. And you're like, yeah, spend a dollar. And I never really got big into that shit. And then I read like the last big one was the Simpsons tap out thing.
Okay.
I remember everybody I knew was hooked on that fucking game, and they're buying donuts. And I heard Kevin Smith's podcast. He's like, man, I got hooked. He paid like $100 for like a billion donuts or something to help expedite the town or whatever hell they were building.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, $100 for a game and you don't get nothing physical.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm just like, this is crazy. But apparently a lot of people do that. I'm just old. And like, if I pay $100, I want something physically back, you know?
Yeah, it's weird because it's like you said, gambling, it's kind of under, you know, you get that kind of hook where you're putting in money and there's the possibility of getting money in return and walking away with something. When you buy something at the store, you pay for something and then you get something in return. That mobile stuff, man, I understand it too, man, because there's times that I've paid a dollar because I don't want to wait for some refresh thing. You only got 5 lightnings
per hour,
and you use them up. And he's like, yeah, get more lightnings by paying a dollar, get 20 more or something. And yeah, I could understand that when you got a little hook into a game, but I've never spent anything more than, you know, maybe $5 on something like that.
Yeah, like I do play a lot on my tablet, the slot machine ones, and they're notorious for once you go out your money, they let you buy more coinage. And it's like, oh, get like $1 billion for like $100. Like, this is the best pack ever you're going to get. And I'm just thinking like, man, they kept pushing that. Imagine like one out of every 10, maybe like 4 people get that. And they pay like $100. It's $400.
Well, I tell you,
it's a lot of money. Yeah,
Junior was one of them people.
Yeah, well, he's a kid.
Yeah, he ended up, I don't know if I ever told you, he ended up buying on some dumb game that he was playing, some like Minecraft shooting game.
Right.
He ended up buying these like starter packs and these energy boost packs and whatnot. Ended up charging roughly about $300, dude, on all this crap, you know, buying stuff. And I got my statement in because I got it linked to my email. So the next morning, dude, I got my statement like, yeah, thank you so much for making these purchases in the Apple store. Yeah. And I was just like, $300? What the hell is this? So I call up right away and I'm like, hey, I don't know what's going on. I think this is a faulty charge, blah, blah, blah. He's like, all right, sir, we'll credit that charge. They're like, yeah, we suggest you go home and change your password. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll do that right away. And this is during the course of the day. I go back home and I tell Junior, I tell my wife, we put a lock onto the tablet. The very next morning, another $300 charge. I guess in the morning when I was trying to fix this thing, he ended up charging another like $300 in purchases. before I had the chance to lock out the tablet.
Well, how many did he buy? It was like $50 packs or something?
Yeah, it was like, you know, get like 1,000 this and all these new guns and, you know, just pay, you know, $100 or whatever. And then he just kept buying it over and over again. And he kept using up all the diamonds and whatnot or whatever the crap currency it had. And yeah, man, he ended up charging him almost $600.
Did Apple or anybody give you shit? Like, maybe, but you told him you didn't know what was going on. You thought maybe you guys got hacked or...
Well, yeah, when I called back the second time, I told him, yeah, my son looks like he purchased it on accident. He did it without our authorization. I told him, I'm like, yeah, I spoke to somebody yesterday, and they told me to lock it. They showed me how to do it. So I have since then locked it, and there will be no longer purchases like this. And then the guy did tell me, he's like, look, sir, this is going to be the last time we can offer you this credit. After this, you are liable for all charges, no matter how much.
You're like, man, get Steve Jobs on the phone, man. This is unacceptable. Tell me what to fucking do, man.
Yeah, so he told me, he's like, you're on your last one, man. You can't get any more free apps and, like, any more free cookies.
Oh, shit, man. I just bought this fucking app that shows me where all these women are, man. I didn't buy it, I swear. Did it make you delete it? Yeah. Do you keep everything or does it?
Well, yeah, because it was spendable packs. It wasn't like he bought a game that was $100 and they tell you, all right, delete the game. You can't no longer use it. It was like consumable goods inside of a game, so he had spent it or used it all up.
Man, so you think Apple loses that money? How does that work? Or they got some deal with the developer?
They probably get so much money that to them, you know, $600 is just a drop in the bucket. It's no big deal. Shit. Look at this guy. He just dropped $1 million, dude. So, man.
So, yeah, like, what happens? Like, the company, I don't know. Like, your phone, yeah, there's $1 million worth of stuff in my phone. Like, that's crazy. And like, what do you, like, if you lose your phone, what happens? You know, like, I obviously it's backed up somewhere, but it's just, that's crazy, dude. You spend $1 million, you don't got, I would spend $1 million like a freaking house or something, not some BS game or some shit.
No, for sure, man, for sure. Well, the good thing, Andy, is that while he's in prison, he's going to at least look good because some of the other things that he bought with his money, he got some plastic surgery. He also bought season tickets for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, no. He liked to see Kaepernick take knees, apparently. Yeah.
The Sacramento Kings.
Oh, poor bastard.
He ended up buying a luxury car, some furniture, and a golf membership at a golf club.
That's what I'm talking about. See, man, that's the shit you got to do.
Yeah, that's definitely a better purchase than spending $1 million on the Game of War on your phone. So, yeah. He ended up
right
spending the money wisely on that.
If you're talking, I'm downloading that game. So,
oh, good, man.
Does the radio, FFR Radio have $1 million?
This is official promotion for Game of Wars. Please send us a check to FFN.
Send it to our questions. We'll answer, like, do you want a check? We'll be like, yes.
Yes.
Send it here to cash.
Yeah, write it out to cash, please.
But again, guys, we want to thank you for listening. Remember to follow Freeform Network on Facebook and Twitter under Freeform Network. Also, send your suggestions and questions to ffnquestions@gmail.com. They're eventually, I guess it's my job to read them. I do read them, but I will probably send you a hateful response, like, leave me alone. No, but send it out. I'll respond. And don't forget to check out our webpage under freeformnetwork.podbean.com. There you'll see our links to Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Google. We're on iHeart, Overcast, Stitcher. What's the other one? I saw another one the other day. I didn't even recognize. I think the iTunes, I was like, where? No, not iHeart Radio. Do you know that, man? You know how many people listen to iHeart Radio? It's like a freaking worldwide thing.
Yeah.
We're on it. Do you know that?
I signed this up.
Oh, we're on Spreaker, too, and yeah. SoundCloud for all you sound junkie, music junkies. We're on there talking. Yeah.
Pod Directory. There's a couple of other ones. Yeah, and I'm working actually on another big one that's signing a lot of new talent. So, yeah, probably adding another one sometime soon.
We're expanding to something. So, but again, this is Freeform Radio. This is
Daniel
and Andy, who never parks on people's driveway. We want to thank you guys for listening. You guys have a good week.
That was cool, Dad.